At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, Antashka announced its new list of blue flag beaches in Ireland, along with a number of other awards for coastal areas. And there's a record number of them, with Cork, of course, leading the way. Caroline Delaney, Outdoors Editor for the Irish Examiner, is here to lord it over the rest of us. Afternoon, Caroline.
Good afternoon, Sean. Yes, Cork is the champ, but we all knew that already.
Yeah, that's true. We might as well just... Cork has got a lot of Green Coast Awards. What exactly are they?
So they're more for beaches and coastline that is a little bit more untamed, I guess. So there is consideration to maybe less signage, and you, if you are doing a cleanup, you leave the seaweed there, you leave the algae, you leave the driftwood on the beach. So they are more environmentally friendly beaches.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But they'd be a bit more, I suppose, rough and ready isn't probably the right phrase, but a bit more untamed, as you say.
Yes, the criteria for the blue flag is that they do have to have a certain level of accessibility, which is a great thing, of course. So the flag, the awards do go to beaches that you can get to. There may be beautiful unspoiled beaches on the back end of an island or, you know, way across the cliffs. But these are beaches that we can all get to, so that's great.
Right, okay. And so for a blue flag, what is the criteria?
Oh, they have to meet a whole load of things. They have to have pristine coastal water, and that water is checked. And they have to have environmental management plans, and they have to have environmental education plans. Safety has to be looked after there, and the information has to be there as well. So you will see the signs on the way down to the beach telling you who the local authority is and telling you that the water has been checked. As far as I know, it's checked every month during the bathing season. So bathing season, I thought, was all year round now, but no, apparently it's still June 1st to September 15th. And they check the water once a month and they tell you if it's clean. So that is good.
Right. And so I assume then that there's a lot of local authorities, given that the numbers has increased, a number of local authorities need a bit of a bit of congratulations for this.
I guess they do. Yeah, there has been a lot of effort gone into this. And you would see, and local people too, not just the local authorities. But yeah, the awards go to local authorities as well. They get the kudos. But there are people who go out and do the beach clean, and you would see them, you know, even on the winter days, picking up bits of washed up plastic. And they would be the ones who live locally, maybe, and they would phone the council if they do see something yucky happening there. So that's good.
Yeah. And so are there places that would have a blue flag, that would have both the blue flag and the Green Coast Award?
There are a few, yeah, and they're in Cork. So that's the dual status. So one of them, some of those would be Fountainstown in Cork and Inchidani in Cork. There are a few in, we call them other places. I believe they're around Ireland. There's Kerry, there's Meath, there's Sligo, Galway has got a few as well. So that is great. So there's Fountainstown and Inchidani and Cork are the dual status ones, which is very special.
Because I'd imagine a place like Inchidani, which would get a lot of visitors anyway, it's probably that much more difficult to maintain the pristine status of it.
Oh, people are getting better, I think. Now, there's, I mean, the days of, if anyone ever did go to the beach and leave your picnic, just walk away and leave it there, that has to be gone. I haven't seen that on many beaches now in recent decades. So people do care, even if they're not part of an organised tidy-up group.
Yeah, indeed. So that's probably a lot to do with it, people's awareness.
Oh, definitely. I mean, even I've seen signs saying take three for the sea, and I would do that myself, and I'd make the teenagers do it. So we end up going for a walk and coming back dragging bits of random plastic with us. And you would see the bags at the entrance to beaches. Sometimes people have picked up rubbish and they're leaving it there then for the council to pick up. So that is good.
That is good.
We are doing better. And we do deserve the praise now, don't we?
Yes, indeed we do. Caroline, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Caroline Delaney there, outdoors editor for the Irish Examiner.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.